Look, on the weekend, of course, at the start of the A-League, the Mariners took on Newcastle in the F3 derby.
Oh, they're 2-0 down. It's a diving header, and it is a goal on debut from Farrell. Mariners in dreamland at the moment, and their young homegrown guns are delivering.
So 2-1, the final score in Newcastle. The Mariners starting their A-League men's season on a high.
That was thanks to Fox Sport, but this man was there, the former mayor of the Central Coast. Or
speaking
from
of homegrown guns.
Gosford, yes. And, of course, he was once the Mariners coach. He went to the match on the weekend, Laurie McKenna. G'day, Loz.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, Laurie.
Not too bad, sir. How was it in Newcastle?
Nah, it was really good. The Team Scozzy swimming team took a minibus up and a few cars with 18 people to watch the game. And we had a great day. It was a great afternoon, apart from the rain, the torrential rain. But the game itself, first half was quite cagey. You know, the Mariners played against a very, very strong wind in the rain. Came out in the second half playing with the wind. Was going, the field popped up front. Great goal, knocked it past Jack Duncan. And then I just heard the replay of Farrell. What a goal, what a header. You know, he rose like a salmon at the back post and he headed the ball. It was went in as though it was a shot. But at 2-0, the Mariners were well on top. The Mariners fans, which they were a great support up there making all the noise. And the last 15 minutes, Jets got a goal back. And then the pressure was on. So there were all sorts of bodies flying all over the place. It was like the old-fashioned Jets-Mariners derby where the passion was there, the players were getting involved. Matt Birigetti got booted a couple of times and reacted strongly, but a great afternoon for the Central Coast supporters.
Oh, good stuff. And young Jacob Farrell, who kicked that goal, he was 19 last Friday.
And he played really well. He's got that kind of surfy look. He's got the long hair. A lot of the people in the grandstand say, no, who's the young boy? And he's one of these boys that Monty's brung through into the first team. But his header, you know, it was a corner. The ball came in. And when you see the replay, he's got them. A lot of players nowadays let the ball hit their head. He never. He headed the ball and it bulleted it into the roof of the net. And it was great to see the celebrations. Young boy on his debut, getting what was to be the winning goal. That's what stories are made of, you know, when young guys come in, they live the dream and they play with a local team and then they get the goal that was got them 3 points.
Yeah, and he's come through the system, so to speak, Central Coast system, through the academy.
Yeah, and Monty was the coach over the last two or three seasons for them. Like, I spoke to Monty after the game, I phoned him, and he phoned back and he was buzzing and he was talking about the young boys, you know, so now it was just great. It's great for the area. Like, I know it's a dull, dreich morning, which we'd say in Scotland here, but people's buzzing about the game. You know, the Mariners' colours round about Terrigo this morning down at the beach. But no, it was great. And the noise the fans made was great as well. It was a great, good spectacle, a good derby game. And when you look at possession, the Jets had most of the possession, slightly more shots, but I think Monty's game plan was to sit back a little bit and catch them in the break in the first half because of the strong wind. But the second half, they played it straight to their advantage and fantastic start to the season.
All right, Loz. Well, listen, thanks for joining us this morning.
No, no problem at all, Paddy. Easy.
All right, Laurie McKenna.
Good one. Thanks, Laurie.
Former Mariners coach and former mayor of Gosford. Thanks for joining us.